You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Another day, another bailout plan, although this one is so huge it's going to take an act of Congress to enact, actually many, many acts of Congress, an official proposal for the $700 billion plan to buy up distressed assets from private firms around the world was sent to Capitol Hill on Saturday. On Sunday, the new leader of the free world, Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, made the talk show rounds. And today we have Todd Zwillick on the line from Capitol Hill to explain what Congress actually has to do to enact this proposal to meet the demands of the administration and the nail-biting of the world markets who are certainly waiting for the U.S. to move. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, John.
It certainly is astounding to contemplate what Congress has to do in the waning days of a lame duck Congress at the bidding of the Secretary of the Treasury to make this deal work. Just explain the procedure right off the top.
It's remarkable in almost every way. It's remarkable how bad the problem seems to be. It's remarkable how quickly Congress is moving 1 week before the official start of the October campaign season for members of Congress, when traditionally nothing gets done because everybody's in their corners, in their partisan corners. So it is remarkable. Here's the procedure. Paulson and Bernanke came up to the Hill last Thursday, as we reported and discussed last week. And then on Saturday, the plan officially came up to members of Congress. Now, they've been dealing there have been a lot of discussions going on back and forth between the House and the Senate and the administration. But right now, the actions in the House, they're going to move first. Democrats and Republicans in the House, together with the administration, have been trying to hammer out a deal on some parts of this that are a little dodgy. Not everybody's quite on the same page about the way this plan is going to look, and then the Senate might deal with it later in the week.
Well, Todd, all of them are basically heeding the following call that Hank Paulson made to members of Congress and television watchers on Meet the Press on Sunday.
The stock market going up and down is not what we should be looking at. We need to look at what's going on in the credit markets, and they are still very fragile right now and frozen, and we need to do something to deal with this and deal with it quickly.
So, Todd, what else is fragile and frozen and needs to be dealt with from the perspective of Democratic lawmakers who maybe are going to add some things to this package?
What's fragile is the incentives for executives. Democrats for a long time have been worried about executive pay and the incentives on Wall Street. Barney Frank, who you mentioned before, has this saying he likes to throw around, that executives on Wall Street at these financial firms have a paradigm now that's heads I win, tails I break even. They have every incentive to go for broke, and if they don't win big, taxpayer might bail them out. They really have nothing to lose. They want to stop that. So one thing that the Democrats, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are angling for are reining in of executive pay. Firms that apply for this, for part of this $700 billion bailout under the Democratic plan, would have to agree, their executives would have to agree to limit their pay and also to give up any chance of big severance packages. And not only that, executives of firms who are in bailout or conservatorship now would have to retroactively forego some of their big severance packages. So they're going after that. And they're going after another thing that's really interesting. Remember long ago when it was just about Fannie and Freddie?
That's right. Eons ago.
Eons ago, in those good old days. Well, in that big housing bill they passed, the Democrats tried to get a provision in there that would let judges force the mortgage lenders to go back and rewrite the terms of primary loans. That means for people in their first home, their primary home, judges could say, you must go back and refinance in order to help prevent foreclosures. That never got in the bill. The banks hated it. They all lobbied against it. They're huge, huge, huge campaign contributors. It never got in the bill. That issue is back on the table now, and Democrats would like for that now, to be in this bailout.
The House Minority Leader was saying yesterday on one of the talk shows that, you know, we don't need 535 members of Congress, you know, adding something to this bill. But it is really a game of chicken here, in the sense that either side of the aisle could get accused of delaying things, particularly if the markets start to tank over inaction on Capitol Hill. What should we look for? What provision should we look for as a possible real sticking point that could delay this thing by a matter of weeks?
Well, I think that a delay of a matter of weeks is probably very unlikely because of what you just said, John, which is the markets are watching and watching every breath and every utterance that's going to be coming from Capitol Hill. I mean, it's really that tenuous.
So it's the markets that are running the country. The credit markets and the stock markets are running the country. Todd Zwillich, there's a takeaway. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillich is Capital News Connections Washington Bureau Chief and reports for us on all matters Washington from Washington, D.C. Adora?
Well, that would certainly be different. The market's running things. We're going to continue this conversation about the proposed $700 billion bailout.